Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The Supreme Court is considering whether to overturn decades of precedent guaranteeing the right to an abortion. The court heard arguments this morning in a challenge to a Mississippi law that bans the procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy, well before fetal viability. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports the outcome will have nationwide implications.
The state of Mississippi is asking the Supreme Court to reverse the Roe v. Wade decision. During oral arguments, conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh summarized the state's position, which contends there is no constitutional right to abortion.
But because they say the Constitution doesn't give us the authority, we should leave it to the states and we should be scrupulously neutral on the question.
A lawyer for the sole remaining abortion facility in Mississippi said sending the issue back to the states would not be a neutral decision because it would deprive women of bodily autonomy. The high court is expected to render its decision next summer. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.
The new and worrisome coronavirus variant, Omicron, has been detected in the United States. NPR's Dan Charles reports a person in California who returned to the U.S. recently from South Africa tested positive for the new variant.
The Omicron variant was first identified in South Africa on the 24th of November, but it was actually collected from a person more than 2 weeks earlier, so it has had time to spread. In recent days, public health officials have detected it in more than 10 countries, including the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, and Australia. It's now appeared in the U.S. as well. The Omicron variant has sparked concern because it contains so many small genetic changes compared to previous variants, which could mean that today's vaccines may not control it as well. But scientists say it'll take days or even weeks to know for sure whether that's true. Dan Charles, NPR News.
Voting rights activist Stacey Abrams says she'll make another run for governor of Georgia. Susanna Capilouto from member station WABE reports since her last campaign, Abrams has been credited with helping turn Georgia into a swing state.
After losing to Governor Brian Kemp in 2018 by about 55,000 votes, Stacey Abrams founded the group Fair Fight Georgia to advocate for voting rights. She never fully conceded but acknowledged Kemp as governor. When Georgians narrowly picked Joe Biden last year and then elected two Democrats to the U.S. Senate, Abrams won praise for her efforts to fundraise, register voters, and get them to the polls. She said on Twitter she's running because opportunities in Georgia shouldn't be determined by zip code. Governor Kemp, who is seeking another term, said Abrams has a far-left agenda and called next year's election a fight for the soul of Georgia. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capilouto in Atlanta.
Asian markets are trading lower at this hour. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, down about 0.3%. Wall Street was lower by the close, the Dow down 461. This is NPR. After having suspended in-person performances for 19 months, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater reopens tonight at New York's City Center for a three-week season. The company then begins a tour across the U.S. in January. Jeff London has more.
Like all performing arts organizations, Ailey stopped live concerts in March of 2020. They built a digital platform, Ailey All Access, and created new dances for it under strict COVID protocol, says choreographer Jamar Roberts.
I had to figure out how to make a piece where no one touches, where we rehearse in mask the entire performance so I can't see any facial expressions, and make it all make sense.
Robert's pandemic piece, Holding Space, gets its stage premiere Wednesday night, as does artistic director Robert Battles 4-4, to the music of Wynton Marsalis. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
General Motors is teaming up with South Korea's POSCO Chemical to build a battery materials plant in the U.S. The aim is to bring more of the process of the electrical vehicle supply chain under GM's umbrella. The automaker says details are still being worked out, including where that plant will be located. The factory, which is expected to employ hundreds and open in 2024, will supply materials to make cathodes. Those are the energy center of a battery that accounts for some 40% of the cost. This is automakers' race to line up suppliers for scarce battery materials and components ahead of an expected shift from gas to electric. This is NPR.